So many themes to our discussion this morning as we watch the pictures in downtown Cairo of a very different sounding demonstration today on Cairo streets. Pro-Mubarak and pro-government demonstrators appear to be confronting, if not outwardly clashing, with pro-democracy demonstrators who had such a jubilant feeling yesterday in the city, which we reported on all morning long. This morning, has the mood changed? And is there really a race against time, the forces of democracy needing to coalesce into some sort of credible alternative to the Hosni Mubarak regime versus the government mobilizing its own natural constituency, the bureaucrats, the people who've depended upon Hosni Mubarak for the last 30 years? Where does it go now? We're going to talk to Alistair Crook, who's a former European Union mediator involved in Islamist movements. He's founder and director of the Conflicts Forum and joins us from Beirut, Lebanon this morning. Mr. Crook, first of all, good afternoon to you.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still morning here, but it's very much getting past morning in this uprising in Egypt. We're 9 days into it now. Your thoughts? I don't have a particular question. I mean, there's so much in play here. Your thoughts right off the top.
Well, I think that what we're seeing is something that is really something of strategic importance for the whole region. I don't think I can really overestimate the sense. I was in Doha when the Tunisian uprising started, and I'm now in Beirut. And the sense of exhilaration amongst ordinary Muslims and Arabs all through the region is just palpable. Really a strong sense of a change in consciousness, a change in psychology, but also abandoning of fears of a form of defeatism and a very strong sense of empowerment. This is going to have long-term, very significant political, social, and economic effects on this region in many places.
So what do you make of what's going on, you know, and I'm referring to Hosni Mubarak's speech last night. Is he, as some have characterized, digging in his heels? Does the pendulum swing the other way? Does the exhilaration stop here?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, it was always going to be take time to dislodge Mubarak from power. He's a very determined dictator. But I think the size of the protests, and there's really been no diminution. In fact, they've been growing steadily over this time. And people were very angered. It was very clear from the responses of the people to the speech last night that they were very angered by the idea that he was going to try and stay on till September and manage elections. They all have had experience of managed Egyptian elections before and wouldn't trust him for a moment to manage a free or fair election. And indeed, it would be a great surprise if he even, you know, tried to do this. So I think that there is a still a very strong momentum to the protests. We'll see another big protest scheduled on Friday. At the same time, Mubarak is doing what he can to try and keep himself in play so that he can make what he describes as a sort of as a form of distinguished exit from the scene. But even his generals, according to many sources, were advising him to go now. So we'll see in the days that come what will happen. It's all very unpredictable, but we'll see what happens. But the momentum is still there. We're likely to see when people have had a rest and gathered there, had something to eat, what happens to after Friday prayers.
Alistair Crook, I'm wondering what you make of the stern warning or cautious warning from the Turkish prime minister, who told Mubarak, as Muslims, where we all go is a 2 cubic meter hole. I mean, basically, the eyes of the world are upon us, and you have to think about the world and Muslims for generations to come and how you behave over the next couple weeks. Do you think that will have any kind of resonance with Mubarak and his regime?
Well, Mubarak will probably himself be dismissive of it. He has been very dismissive of the Turkish emergence as a regional power, partly because it threatened Egypt's own role, particularly on the Palestinian issue. But it will have huge resonance across the region, not only in Egypt, but in other states too. He is very popular. Erdogan is one of the most popular leaders in the region. And when he speaks in these emotive terms and using the language of Islam, it will have a profound resonance amongst for many people. Indeed, it's much more powerful than anything that I think is likely to come out of the European Union or Washington at this time in terms of connecting with people.
So if the political models are local, Alistair Crook, I mean, I'm wondering, you mentioned managed elections. Everybody has experience with managed Egyptian elections. But can the Egyptian government reinflate the existing constitution and basically give meaning to all the lines in it that actually do call for political rights but never have actually been honored?
I don't think so, no. I really don't think that that's possible. More to the point, it seems very clear that nearly all Egyptians think that any elections held under the aegis of the old regime, the existing regime, or the generals that are close to this regime, is just impossible. And they've made very clear their insistence that they will not accept any member of his circle, the Mubarak circle,
all right, but that's,
in an arrangement.
That's really scary, Alistair Crook, because the international community has not been able to supervise or intervene in Ivory Coast, let alone a country of 80 million. Who's going to supervise this process?
Well, the aim is, and what they're talking about, I don't know whether it's going to come to pass, is that they will perhaps even form a free government in part of Cairo, and the opposition parties will come together and establish an alternative government which will begin the process of thinking about the forthcoming elections if Mubarak does not move on.
Yes or no, with a Muslim Brother Islamist leader or Islamists in the background?
Oh, they won't lead it, no. I mean, they're very aware of the history of the last 10 years of Western hostility to their prominent role in any political process. They will be a part of it, but they will not try and dominate nor lead it. They will wait and see what the verdict of the people is.
Understood.
And then make their choice.
From Beirut, Lebanon, Alistair Crook, former European Union mediator involved in Islamist movements and founder and director of the Conflicts Forum. Thank you, sir.